Schnell informiert mit dem Podcast der Hochschule Landshut.
Hello and welcome to a new episode of our University Landshut podcast. Today we are introducing a study program named Sustainable Industrial Operations in Business. And I have two guests here, two students, and I would love for them to introduce themselves. Elisabeth, would you start?
Yes, I'm Elisabeth. I'm 25 years old and I'm studying SIAP in Dingolfing. Previous, I did an apprenticeship at a bank and then I decided to start my study program in Dingolfing. Mm-hmm. What are my hobbies? I like to read books, spend time with my family and go to coffee dates.
Sounds perfect. Gaurav, would you introduce yourself?
Sure. Yeah. As you mentioned, my name is Gaurav. I come from India, the capital city, New Delhi. And I have been in Germany for past 8 years now.
Oh, for 8 years already.
Mm-hmm. I'm a student of sustainable industrial operations and business here in Landshut University of Applied Sciences, but the campus is in Dingolfing.
Yes, right.
And if I come to my hobbies, mm-hmm. I would say my my hobbies would be swimming, and these days I'm really interested in something like psychology. I'm listening to a lot of podcasts, reading few books these days, and my life goal would be to work in space industry.
Oh, okay.
To be busy one day in airline industry maybe. Mm-hmm. So yeah, well, that's about me.
Perfect. Good that we are close to Munich, right?
That gives an edge over others.
All right. Thank you very much for the introduction. So my first question would be, how did you get to study SIOP?
Actually, I've quit at the bank and I had no idea what should I do.
How long did you work at the bank?
So with my apprenticeship, it should be 3.5 years.
All right.
Yeah, so then I quit and I wanted to study, but I had no idea what should I do. And then on my way to job center, I've heard it on the radio and that the campus also in Dingolfing. And as I'm living in Dingolfing, I was raised in Dingolfing. Mm-hmm. So my whole life I've been in Dingolfing. My family is in Dingolfing, my friends, I read about the study program and wanted to know a little bit more, and then it got really interesting, so I decided to go for it.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
It's a long story, but mm-hmm. short.
Try to make it a little shorter, maybe. No, I'm just kidding.
Try to do that, yeah. So as you mentioned, I'm here in Germany for past 8 years now.
Yes.
That meant I actually arrived in Germany when I was 17. Mm-hmm. And I started learning language here. That was a big of a challenge. I attained from A1 to C1 level here in Germany within a year. And then I visited something called Studienkolleg. That is your equivalent of your school life here in Germany. So I went a year to the German school with German kids, studied physics, chemistry, mathematics, and all sort of things, mm-hmm. but in German language.
Yes.
And that pretty much prepared me for the university.
Mm-hmm.
In 2020, I started studying in other university, in Technical University of Braunschweig. There, I started studying mechanical engineering, specialization in aerospace mm-hmm. engineering, where I studied 7 semesters. And this was the exact time when Corona was to welcome me. And everything went online. I would say 4 semesters, I didn't knew even how my university looked. I was stuck in the 4 walls of my room,
yeah.
trying to keep up with the course. That was not something which I am like. I'm not of that personality.
You're more the outgoing person.
Exactly. I would like to be in lecture room because I like the external pressure on me.
Mm-hmm.
Internal discipline is a little lacking here. Well, after the 7 semesters, I found myself that I won't be able to cope up, although I finished certain parts of the studies.
Yeah.
But I said, okay, let me now change my study course. And I was thinking what I can do with what all I have gained so far. and what I can achieve having the bureaucratic conditions here living in Germany.
Yeah,
since
yeah.
you have, as an international student, you just have 10 years to finish your bachelor program. Mm-hmm. So considering all those constraints and all, I thought to myself, okay, now I should go for something which is going to give me a broader perspective and large world to my career. And to do so, I was looking for a study program, and I found on actually the DAD website that a new study program here in the Lower Bayern region in the Hochschule Landshut was open, and this study course is in English.
Mm-hmm.
This definitely gave me a comfort. Although I can speak German, English is where I feel myself comfortable in.
So you particularly looked for English programs?
Absolutely.
And did you particularly look for English programs, or was it just coincidence that you liked the program and you lived in Dingolfing?
So on the one hand, was a coincidence, but on the other hand, I, without knowing the study program before, I thought about it would be really cool to study an international study program. Also, not just the fact that you have, in my opinion, more opportunities in the future, mm-hmm. but also to meet other people from other cultures
yeah,
is also
yeah.
a really cool thing.
So the study program is a mixture of German and international students.
Well, that's one such of an advantage when people hear it's an international campus. Maybe people are saying, yeah, there you will see just foreigners. No, we have perfect blend of students around the world, including Germans.
And how big is the study program? How many people or students do you have in your year when you started?
Obviously, when we started with, I think, 25 students. Elisabeth, correct me if I'm wrong.
I can add we have the hybrid opportunity, so we can not only be in presence there and study, but also the opportunity to study on Zoom. Mm-hmm. So in presence, I think who really was present, I think there was at least 10, 15 students. And the others were online.
Okay.
Until now, the SIUB had two intakes because it always takes winter semester
right.
to intake. And as far as I know, in the second intake, I think there were about 90 students.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And as you see the graph, it's increasing exponentially.
So it is definitely increasing. You have already been in Germany when you applied for the study program. Do you know a bit about the specifics of the application for internationals?
Absolutely. I would say overall, Germany has two or three different ways for the applications.
Yep.
And when I come specifically to Hochschule Landshut,
yep.
the good part is you can apply directly to this university.
Yep.
Hochschule Landshut has a really pretty website and very user-friendly website to apply. You just need to fulfill the required documents, the required conditions. Obviously, once you pass that, obviously, you need to also prove that your English levels are quite good.
Of course, yeah.
And for those students who are coming from India, you really don't need to prove that because, you know, you study in English
yes.
and English is
yeah,
our
exactly.
kind of native language, I'd say. Yeah, so that's one of an advantage to that those countries. So you just fulfill the conditions, you apply, and you wait patiently. I mean, obviously, the bureaucracy takes time. And it's pretty simple, easy yeah, to add up for those people which are not from those countries, which specifically study in English.
Yeah.
For them, obviously, you have to prove that. There are among many different criteria. You can go for IELTS exam. You can go for TOEFL exams and all.
Okay.
You can easy peasy prove those things.
Do you also need the German certificate?
You don't need it. It's really interesting for our study program because every course is in English and we also have the opportunity to learn another language. For example, the international students, they have to learn German here.
Uh-huh.
And we as the Germans, we have the opportunity to go for either for Chinese mm-hmm. or for Spanish.
Okay, mm-hmm. understood. As we are speaking about the languages that you can learn during the study program. Let's talk about the other contents of the study program, SIOP, Sustainable Industrial Operations and Business, because those are very big words. Can you tell me more about the contents?
So we study like engineering, we study business subjects, we study management, we study marketing, we study mathematics, we study physics, we study chemistry, and all of these under the umbrella of sustainability. That's how the name actually defines the study course.
So it is an engineering study program. Like this is your Bachelor of Engineering that you're getting after
exactly.
finishing the program.
If I have to make easier for the listeners, they can imagine the study course being something called industrial engineering, where you have idea about almost all the aspects of an industry, including services. For example, you know, you can imagine yourself being in R&D, research and development. You can imagine yourself being actual at the operations level, where you are manufacturing something. You can imagine yourself working at an HR level. You can imagine yourself working for the sales, working for almost any kind of department in any company. And the edge that you have over industrial engineers is that you can correlate all of these, all of your skills to the future, to the sustainability. And I think that is not just the hot topic, but that is just the need of today's hours, today's world. And trust me, when you study this course, you can imagine yourself, you know, devoting and gifting your life, your study to the future, to the upcoming generations.
You named many, but what is the main subject?
Keeping in mind that how it happens in the reality. So during your first and second semester, you are studying, for example, mathematics, you're studying electricals, you're studying physics and all, obviously.
All the basic knowledge.
The basic knowledge. So you can say those prerequisites, those pre-requirements have less of weightage, 5 to 8 credit points. But as you go higher and higher in the semesters, either those weightages relevant to your studies, relevant to your further courses like robotics, automation, IoT, accountings, business, management stuffs, operations, they hold then more weightages and more study hours. Because those are the things where you will find your path or your goal where you want to work later in your life. And then going forward from the fifth semester onwards, there are mandatory internship semester.
Exactly.
Obviously, those mandatory internship semester have even higher weightage. And then then there are ample amount of seminars that you do. Those seminars, okay, you cannot really define them in terms of weightage, but they are equally important.
You mentioned the internship semester. So where will you go for your internship semester or your practical semester?
I'm starting at BMW in the logistics department.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to it. And for me, as I have an apprenticeship, I don't have to do an internship.
Yeah.
It's a voluntary one, but just to collect experience, look how it goes there. And also it was like a wish department, the logistics department, right? So I'm starting there.
Yeah, perfect.
Well, I have also secured an internship position at Bosch Siemens Hausgeräte.
Okay.
It's in Dillingen an der Donau, a bit far away from here.
That's Baden-Württemberg, isn't it?
Yes. And the department that I'm going to be engaged with is energy management, because like I said, sustainability, energy management, these all things goes hand in hand. And among my tasks, I will be having practical experience in interdisciplinary, interdepartmental, where I'm going to work with LCA, I'm going to work with people doing the Ausbildung, because among my task would be to teach apprentice people also the concept of sustainability and all. Not teach, at least introduce them among in that. Okay. And just to give you more idea how I secured this place. Yes, obviously you apply, you have a lot of interviews. Among all, you get a lot of rejections as well, but this is part of process. Until unless you get rejected, you'd never know what was missing in you.
No, they normally don't tell you.
Exactly. But the one thing that you learn from this, you can actually get it confirmed from your professors. Our study program have a dedicated professor. So obviously you can go and ask for his assistance.
Yeah.
They are actively engaged in improving your CVs. Maybe they have also had two seminars from companies in the region, for example, Drexelmeyer, to how the hiring process works. What can you expect in the interviews and so on and so forth.
And you have those input seminars in Dingolfing.
Those we have in Dingolfing, exactly.
So you do have assistants, you know, helping you getting into the application process in Germany.
Exactly, in Germany.
Which is probably a little different.
Yeah, I would say if I don't have much knowledge about how does it work with other countries, but when I see myself here and when I see my mates here studying in this course, I feel really lucky.
Yeah, and you are the only ones in Dingolfing, so the whole focus is on you over there.
Absolutely, yeah.
Just to make it clear one more time, we have a big campus in Landshut, and another smaller city is Dingolfing, and SIOP is taught in Dingolfing, and that is the only bachelor program located in Dingolfing. Good. When you read throughout the website, you get to see the term study and work. What does it mean? What can the students look forward to, Elizabeth?
Study and work. We have this concept that we have lectures just 3 days in a week. And the other days, Monday and Friday, it's currently, we have the opportunity to work in one of the companies who are cooperating with our study program. So we have corporate partners, which are big companies, for example, BMW, Drexelmeyer, and so on. They're regional. Most of them are located in Dingolfing. And when you start your study program, the SIOP program, then you can start in the first semester. You can apply and work in one of the companies Monday and Friday. And on the other days of the week, you have lectures quite long, even up to evening. That's also an opportunity to collect experience from the first semester on and to work from the first semester on. So it was also for me one advantage where what you don't have in other study programs, for example. Yeah. And I think one of the professors taught me in the first semester that this is German-wide one of the first study programs to do this like that.
So it's a unique program.
Also, you don't have to work, so it's not mandatory, but you can work. It's an opportunity.
Just to give you an idea, how does a typical study and work looks like in reality? Let's take an example of BMW, since it's one of the biggest cooperative partners of study and work. So the program at BMW is that during first and second semester, you work in the assembly of cars, where you firsthand see the manufacturing processes. You just don't see, you do, you learn, you see how important those assembling and joining parts are.
Yes.
Then later in your course of study, you are asked to change your department. For example, later you may also go in the paint shop department, where you obviously don't paint the cars yourself, but you have to handle over the softwares, which they do. You have to handle maybe robotics there.
Yeah.
As the course grows, so do your responsibilities. So do your exposure into the industry.
And
just like BMW, among other, there are other companies also which are engaged in many other production or many other fields which companies are engaged in. So you choose which you want to go for, and that you see for yourself that your practical experience grows as your theoretical knowledge
so you can develop throughout your study program, practically, but also theoretically. Are you bound or can you switch companies?
You are allowed to switch companies. So if you have the contract with one company for example, one semester, you can go to another company in the second semester.
Okay.
But that depends on the contract.
Of course. Yeah. I think it was quite understandable. And it sounds perfect. I mean, what you learn during the week, Tuesday, Wednesdays, Thursdays, you can apply right on the job. And that is worth a lot for your further work life.
Yes.
So tell me a little more about your beginning, like the first impressions that you had of Dingolfing, of the city, of the studies, maybe of the professors or the subjects. Tell me what you dealt with throughout the first month.
Yeah, so as I live in Dingolfing, for me it was something new that so many international students come to Dingolfing. So as you know, Dingolfing is a quite small city. It was really interesting to welcome the international students, also to show them around, to guide them maybe, and also to tell you more about the first my first expressions about the campus. And also the professors are very kind, very supportive, and you don't have like an ensuite, you have this big lecturing rooms. And another thing, it was really, you have the classrooms where you have a few pupils there.
Yeah.
And it's really comfortable.
And more private.
Yeah, more private situation. And that was really cool.
Yeah, well, as Elisabeth said, first of all, really, I did experience that people in Dingolfing are really welcoming.
That's something I like to hear.
Yeah.
You can compare different regions. Yeah.
I have lived in bigger and smaller cities comparable to Dingolfing, Landshut maybe. Yeah. So I think I can compare well. And the people of Dingolfing are really welcoming. And they give you a smile. Once you go there, you just say servus. That's it.
Servus. That's one way thing you have to learn. Yeah.
You have to learn this when you live in Bayern. Servus. Exactly. Just say servus, and maybe you'll find, you know, waiting for the bus or the train, some old or young people who would want to really know about you, know about your life, what you are doing, a little chit chat. I mean, that is something that makes you feel included, this new country and this new culture.
Yeah.
And yeah, although Dingolfing, you can see it's a small city, but I would say there's heart in small city which beats. And you will experience this once you are here. My experience in this city has always been great because I can go for cycling, I can go for running, I can go for little bars and clubs. I can enjoy my private life outside my studies.
Which is also very important.
Exactly. And when you compare this with the bigger cities, there you see a lot of traffic, I would say. Many people, which may hinder your, I won't say freedom, but which you may not feel comfortable to do that there. But in cities like Dingolfing, you obviously can do all sort of things you feel like doing. When we come to campus, yes, our campus is under construction. It's growing, and I can see our professors, our coordinators, they are really working hard, not just about infrastructure, but also as per the students' requirement. Our professors are really flexible to, you know, add up or shorten down certain things in the study course. You can say that, hey, professor, I would like to know more about, for example, LCA.
Yeah.
They would definitely include that if it's, again, doable or if it's feasible,
your request is.
Yeah. So you are actually kind of driving your own path. And that is really beautiful. And I'm really grateful for that.
Happy to hear that. It is always nice to be included. I have two last questions. Is it possible to do a semester abroad or maybe to do the practical semester abroad?
Yes, it is possible. Also, our professor is giving his best to include another university. I think, I'm not sure where it exactly was.
The University of South Carolina.
Yeah, because we also have BMW there, right?
Exactly. Also, as it is an international study program and we're studying English, I think that's something what is desirable.
As Elizabeth said, I think Elizabeth can really confirm this. Our mails are flooded with mail from the university.
Yeah.
Do you want to do exchange semester? Alongside that, we have at least two times delegations, as Elizabeth said, one from the US, the University of South Carolina, and once was from Shanghai, China. And these both universities have visited us, also had at least once lunch with us students.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And we had half an hour to talk with them, also knowing their perspective, also when they imagine this collaboration with our course or the university, what they can offer to us as students. So yes, definitely there lies immense opportunity for international semester or exchange semesters.
You have the opportunity to make an appointment with the international office and get to know what exactly you need or what is required. I once also had a Zoom meeting and to make things maybe more clear. Yeah.
So this opportunity is also given. That is great. Okay. Well, my last question would be what you guys would suggest or give any tips for first year students, how to adjust, how to get the best out of the program, CEOP, from your perspective.
My tip for the incoming students, the international ones, also not international ones, German ones, would be definitely come here, see for yourself. We have buddy programs who would like to gladly assist you getting engaged with the studies, with the within university, know how to deal with the bureaucracy.
Yeah,
if you're an international student here, and yeah, I mean that shouldn't be a concern for you. So just come here, see for yourself. How does it feel? Know what is good for you, and I would say don't be harsh on yourself. Visit lectures.
Yeah.
And get to know your mates, your colleagues, also from the higher semesters, because they have already walked that path. And yeah, I would just say seek for friendship. Trust me, many a times your friendship may take you to those levels which you alone cannot even imagine.
That is a very good tip. Thank you.
So, yeah, as Gareth said before, go to the lectures and also use the opportunities that are given, for example, for the study and work program. Yeah. So working is still a very good opportunity. Also, maybe studying in groups is very, very good. Connect with each other and just, learn or get to know other people, other cultures. That's what is really great about the study program.
Learn and connect with others. Sounds like the best combination. Thank you very much. You gave us some very good impressions today. Once more, I would like to thank you guys for being here today. It was great talking to you about sustainable industrial operations and business. Also, have a lot of fun and great impressions during your practical semesters. And I would also like to thank the audience for listening today. If you have any further questions, please do not hesitate to contact us. I will leave our contact information and some interesting links in the show notes. Hope to see you soon in Dingolfing or in Landshut. Have a great day and don't miss our next episodes. Bye-bye.
Mehr Wissen mit dem Podcast der Hochschule Landshut.